look at things differently?
Yeah. You try to step aside and see the picture, not the whole. It was a very interesting experience. Especially today at Radhakund and Chiangkund, it was like, I don't know, spiritual world. It was very good.
Yeah, actually, Radhakund, Shyamakund, and Vrindavan are in the Radhakund, Shyamakund, and Navadvip is not here, it's on the other side of the river. But this is Radhakund and Shyamakund that appeared to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in his, when he was doing bhajan there. He was living there, chanting 192 rounds a day, every day.
The house was leaking water.
Yeah, well, it wasn't a house, it was just a little hut, straw hut, like one of those mud huts that we walk by.
Yeah, it was. And the skin was like, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was very, I don't know, something.
And that's, and then he got Yantarshan, Panchatattva, over there, and then they told him to stop chanting and go and preach, and that's when he then went into Calcutta and he started the Gaudiya Math and he started to preach. These are from a book called Padyavali, and this is Bhagavad Goswami. It's a compendium of different quotes from different devotees that he collected about Krishna or things related to Krishna, and this is particularly about Krishna's, these are the glories of Krishna's holy name. And very beautiful verses. Amha samaradakim sakrikudeyadiva sakalalokasya taranirivati mirajolatim jayati jagannamangalam hariyavanama. And this is from a devotee called Sri Lakshmidhar. As the rising sun immediately dissipates all the world's darkness, which is deep like an ocean, so the holy name of the Lord, if chanted once without offenses, can dissipate all the reactions of a living being's sinful life. All glories to that holy name of the Lord, which is auspicious for the entire world. So we chant Hare Krishna is chanted in different ways. It's not just the words, but according to the consciousness with which someone chants, then you get different results. So there's offensive chanting, there's offenseless chanting, and then there's pure chanting. So offensive chanting is when one commits, when he's still committing one of the 10 offenses to the holy name. Here it's described that just once, if one chants without offense, then all of one's past karma becomes completely nullified. Then from an unknown author, Visas chaturnam vedanam hridayam idam akshaya harina chaturvirya dvarnai sputam agati narayana padam tadetad gayanto vayamanisham atmanam aduna punimo janimo naharir paritto shaya kimapi. The four syllables, taking out the four syllables, extracting the four syllables that are the heart of the four Vedas, Lord Hari makes the word Narayan. Day and night chanting this name, we become purified. We do not know any other better way to please Lord Hari. So the four syllables are Na, Ra, Ha, Ya, Na. Then Ishwar Puri, Lord Chaitanya's spiritual master, he writes, let the twice born enter the fearless kingdom of yoga, Vedic study, and solitary meditation in the forest. Let them become liberated in that way. As for us, we will spend hundreds of thousands of births chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna, whose splendid dark complexion and yellow garments are like a host of blue lotus flowers blooming in a grove of yellow flower-bearing kadamba trees. So generally, people are looking for liberation. They want to become free from the entanglements of material existence. But here, Ishwara Puri says, we'll just take hundreds of thousands of births in the material world. We don't mind, so long as we can chant Krishna's holy name. And then he gives this beautiful analogy. Well, those trees, when you go into the campus, this temple campus, those big trees are actually all kadamba trees, but they're not in blossom right now. They were earlier on. And they're round flowers, complete round like that, and they become golden. So he makes that example of Krishna as being blue lotuses. It's like in blooming in a grove of yellow flower-bearing kadamba trees. So blue lotuses growing in the yellow kadamba trees. That's like Krishna. And another unknown author says, Kalyananam nirinam kalimanam atanam pavanam pavananam patiyam yannamukshu sapadi parapada praptaye prutchamanam vishram astanam ekam kavivarvachasham jivanam sarjananam bijam dharma dhyumasya prabhavatapata Bata Bhavatam Bhutaye Krishna Nama. May Krishna's holy name, which is a reservoir of all transcendental happiness, the destruction of Kali Yuga sins, the most purifying of all purifying things, the saintly person's food as he traverses the path to the spiritual world, the pleasure garden where the voices of the greatest saints, philosophers, and poets play, the life of the righteous and the seed of the tree of religion bring transcendental auspiciousness to you all. Another unknown author. Vipante duritani moha mahinam sammoham alambate sata satankam nakaranjanim kalayatishi Chitragupta Kriti Sanandam Madhuparka Sambriti Vidho Veda Karati Udyamam Vaktum Namni Taveshvara Vilasite Brumakim Manyat Param. O Supreme Personality of Godhead, when someone desires to chant your holy name, sins tremble in fear, the glory of material illusion faints unconscious, Yamaraj's scribe Chitragupta becomes happy and gazes at the chanter's toenails with awe and reverence, And Lord Brahma prepares Madhupaka to worship him. Oh Lord, what more can we say than this? Then a devotee called Sri Anandacharya, Ka Pareta Nagari Purandara Ko Bhavat Atatadiya Kinkara Krishnanama Jagadde Kamangalam Kanta Pitam Urari Karoti Chet. Lord Krishna's holy name is the only auspiciousness in this world. If one keeps it in his throat, then what is Yamaraj, the king of the other world, to him? What are Yamaraj's servants to him? Then comes first verse of Shikshashtakam. Lord Chaitanya saying, Chaitodarpanamarjanam bhavamahadavaginirvapanam Shreya Koya Vachandrika Vitaranam Vidya Vadujivanam Anandam Vidivadanam Patipadam Padam Vitasvadanam Savatma Snapanam Param Vijayati Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Let there be all victory for the chanting of the holy name of Lord Krishna, which can cleanse the mirror of the heart and stop the miseries of the blazing fire of material existence. That chanting is the waxing moon that spreads the white lotus of good fortune for all living entities. It is the life and soul of education. The chanting of the holy name of Krishna expands the blissful ocean of transcendental life. It gives a cooling effect to everyone and enables one to taste full nectar at every step. These are the seven perfections of chanting. It says, it cleanses the mirror of the heart and stops the miseries of the blazing fire of material existence. It spreads good fortune for all living entities. It's the life and soul of all education. It expands the ocean of transcendental life. It gives a cooling effect, soothing everyone, and enables one to taste full nectar at every step. Another unknown author says, Brahmanandam koti samkhyadikanam maishwaryam yat chetana bayad amsha avirbhutam tad maha krishnanama tanme sadayam sadhanam jivanam cha. If the opulence or knowledge of many millions of universes were clustered together, they would hardly equal a small fragment of the glory of Krishna's holy name. Krishna's holy name is my life. It is the goal of my life. It is the means I will employ to attain the goal of my life. So he says that if you take all the knowledge that's contained within millions of universes and you put it all together, it doesn't even equal a small fraction of the glory of Krishna's holy name. And he says, Krishna's holy name is my life. It is the goal of my life. So my life is my life air. It's my existence. And what do I do with my existence? Well, I have a goal, which is, what is the goal? The goal is to chant, because he says Krishna's name is my goal, because Krishna is non-different than his name. So Krishna, chanting Hare Krishna, is the goal of my life and is the means to attain the goal of my life. So it's also the means. So chanting Hare Krishna is sadhan and it's sadhya. It's the means and it's also the end. It's not that someone does anything, devotees do something else after they attain perfection. They continue to chant Hare Krishna. They continue to engage in devotional service. And here's one more. Vishwa namaiva pumsa shamalam apaharat punyam utpada tachcha brahmadistana bhogad viratimata guru shri pada dvandva bhaktim tatta jnanam cha vishnu riham vritti janana branti bijam tadagdva sampurnananda burhi mahati cha purisham stapayitvam nivritam. Lord Vishnu's holy name removes sins, establishes piety, makes one distressed, in the attempt to gain an exalted post like that of Lord Brahma, grants devotion for the lotus feet of the spiritual master, brings transcendental knowledge of Lord Vishnu, burns the seed of repeated birth and death, and places the saintly devotee in complete awareness of perfect transcendental bliss. This is Vyasadeva who writes this. Krishna, it removes all sin. It makes one very pious. It makes one disinterested in any type of material perfection, even becoming like a Lord Brahma, because it gives a higher case than all of those things. It gives devotion to the spiritual master. It brings knowledge of Lord Vishnu. It burns the seed of repeated birth and death. And it places the saintly devotee in complete awareness of transcendental bliss. So that's why you need to chant Hare Krishna. Okay.
Sure.
I think you should get some more water, and then you should take rest early.